To you.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 408. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by the Heyman Koopa Band. That is Darren Heyman and Emma Koopa with the song Over's Now Overdue. That is on the band's new self-titled debut, the Heyman Koopa Band. Just came out July 21st, last week, on FICA Recordings. As I said, this is the band's debut album, though they've had an EP and a single before, I think, or maybe a couple of singles. The first, maybe not even listed as the Heyman Koopa Band, just a duet between the two. And those duets have proved so fruitful. This project is just ongoing. I love to hear the two of them sing together. Kind of reminds me of that David Berman quote, "All my favorite singers couldn't sing." And something about those two just works so well together for me. It makes me so happy listening to them. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. In fact, I'm going to stretch a few minutes over, so clear out another 3 or 4 minutes than you were expecting, and let's get into it. We're going to go way back to 1977 for Greg Kinn. This is Madison Avenue Man.
Madison Avenue, man.
like a knife to slice the silences from the soundtrack of her life. She loved her jangle pop and she fell under its spell. Pavlovian drollery at the ringing of Chris Bell. When she decides to sing, you best step back and let her. She loved her jangle pop, but she loved other things better. She loved her jangle pop and she summons up a tune. When Bobby Sutler sang, she was howling at the moon. Another jangly mess never failed to get her. She loved her jangle pop, but she loved other things better. The pool of history and all the lies they told her. Jangle pop, but she loved other things better. She loved her jangle pop, but she loved other things better. She loved her jangle pop, but she loved other things better. She loved her jangle
Oh, I've been on a jangle pop kick for a while, and that song is a big reason. That is Eric Vakes from right here in Kansas City with the song She Loved Her Jangle Pop. That is on the album So the Wind Won't Blow It All Away, which came out late last year, November of 2016. He put that out himself, a very solid offering. I wish he played out more because I don't get to see him much, and I really enjoy him. Before that, we heard from Greg Kinn with the song Madison Avenue Man. That came out on Greg Kinn Again, his second album, released in 1977 on the Berserkly label, but I just picked that up on the Greg Kinn Band Best of Berserkly 75 to 84 that Greg Kinn put out on his own Riot Records back in 2012, I think. Just finally picking that one up for myself. Man, I've always been a Greg Kinn fan, but just never really dug into those old albums the way I should have, and that's really sad because, man, I'm just so happy to have found those. I suggest if you're not familiar with Greg Kinn, but you're interested in power pop or even pop rock of the late 70s, early 80s, pick up that compilation. I think you're going to find some things that make you very happy there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I've got a trio of tracks here starting off here in Boston. This is Palehound with the song Carnations.
Thank you. It's been
fade out here as we let Pouty drag us off into the desert. That is the song Bathe Her from the four-song EP Saint Mary of the Moods, which just came out on cassette July 14th on Born Losers Records. There's also a video component of that. I think you can find that one online. That is the project of Rachel Gagliardi, who you may know from the band Slut Ever. She has moved back to California, living somewhere outside of Palm Springs, and I think she's gone a little feral on us. Kind of sounds like a Julian Cope influence there. There might be drugs and paganism involved. That's all we should say about that. Before that, we heard from Fight Milk from London. That song is called Pity Party, and it's the lead track of the four-song EP named Pity Party as well. Also came out July 14th on Fierce Panda Records. The lyrics for that band are just so good. I love that. And that track there, maybe it's a little art brute, but that's not a bad thing. Before that, we heard from Pale Hound with the song Carnations. That is on the album A Place I'll Always Go, which came out June 16th on Polyvinyl Records. That is a Boston project from Ellen Kempner. I think there's a tour involved in that one now, but nothing coming near Kansas City, unfortunately. I guess I should wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 408. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few interesting things coming up here. On the 29th, you've got Shun playing at the Riot Room. On the 1st, Rat Boys are at Record Bar, or Slayers at Sandstone, if you prefer that sort of thing. On the 2nd, Shwervon is playing an early all-ages show at Merit. The 4th, Heidi Gluck has a show at the Record Bar. Drugs and Addicts and Witch Jail and Hipshot Killer and, I don't know, a couple of other bands are playing an all-ages show at Revolution Records to celebrate their second year there. On the 5th, Julian Baker is out at the Granada. On the 10th, Worm Reich at the Riot Room. On the 11th, Big Iron is playing at the Record Bar. Forget who else is playing on that show, but it looked like it'd be a good one. The 12th, New Pornographers at Liberty. On the 18th, Diane Ward at Uptown. On the 19th, Early Free Show Architects at Mills Records. The 20th, Father John Misty at the Crossroads. 25th, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at Warehouse Arts in Lawrence. Or Train Dodge here at the Mini Bar in Kansas City. The 21st, Downtown Boys are playing at the White Schoolhouse in LFK. Unfortunately, that's Eclipse Night, and I'm not sure I'm going to make it back in time. On the 27th, Ben Folds is at the Liberty Hall, and the 30th, Bleached is playing at the Riot Room. Looking at the website, the only new thing out there, I think, is the photos of the Matthew Sweet Tommy Keane show. Photos, video, and a write-up of that show are out there. Maybe by the time you get this, there'll be photos and video of the Radar State show as well. Anyway, one track left for you. It is by a band also from London. This is a band called Snapped Ankles, who have an EP called The Best Light is the Last Light. Just came out June 30th of this year on the Leaf label. They have a new full length coming out in September, but I'm going to play a track from that EP. The song is called Johnny Guitar Calling Goes to Berlin. And this is just motorific and wonderful, and let it just run for those 8 minutes, and you'll get snapped into that groove and taken somewhere incredibly different and fun. So anyway, this is Snapped Ankles. The song is Johnny Guitar Calling Goes to Berlin. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Johnny Guitar, calling Costa Berlin.
Johnny Guitar, Colin Costa, Berlin.